Hello, my name is Letitia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, how can I try to help you?
Okay, so I do need some guidance because I have had people around me that have tested positive for coronavirus, and I've had people who one person's doctor is telling them, you know, 14 days. The HR department's telling them no, 10 days. And I got another doctor saying 10 days, and everybody's saying something different as far as how long to quarantine, when to start counting the quarantine, and stuff like that. And so I just don't even understand why different doctors are saying different things. And also the husband is positive and the wife is negative, and they're always like lovey-dovey, like kissing all the time, and obviously they sleep together, and they're like together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand how one can be and one can't be. And he don't even have any symptoms. Can you help?
Okay, so tell me your question again.
Well, it's kind of a ball of questions that maybe you can share some information that might answer kind of all of them without.
Okay, well, the first part, if you're asking about quarantine, from my understanding, if you tested positive, you need to quarantine for 14 days. If you have been around someone who has tested positive, then you need to quarantine for 10 days if you don't have any symptoms. But if you are presenting symptoms, then you need to go and get tested.
Okay, 14 days from when?
From whenever you get a positive test. Well, from the date, I guess, that your test comes back positive. Because you need to quarantine if you go and get tested until you get your test results back. So if your test results come back negative, then you can return back to your regular activities. But if your test results return positive, then that's when your 14-day sabbatical would start.
When you get your test results back.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you should still be quarantined until you get the test results back. So if that takes 2 or 3 days, then you still need to be at home those 2 or 3 days until you get those results back.
Okay, so let's go with that. So then you said if you've been exposed, you
mm-hmm.
quarantine for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
No
if
symptoms.
You're not presenting symptoms, yes.
Okay. So see, and that's what happened. Take it off and let me talk, please. So the person was around somebody who tested. They had no symptoms. They quarantined
mm-hmm.
for 10 days, but they went ahead and got a test anyway just
mm-hmm.
to make double sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came up with a positive test result.
Okay. So after they receive that positive test result, they need to be quarantined for 14 days.
But, I mean, that doesn't even make sense because, again, he waited the 10 days, and then I guess he waited, and then so does that mean he's had it for, you know, does that make sense, my question?
Yes, so that means while he was waiting those 10 days, he should have went ahead and got tested instead of waiting 10 days and then getting tested, because during those 10 days of incubation, more than likely he was positive during that time span.
Okay, so is there medicine that you get if you're positive?
That I'm not sure of. I'm not sure how they're treating people I think they just ask them to stay at home. Like, I'm not a medical professional. I'm not in the medical field at all. This is a hotline. So from the information that I've read is what I'm saying to you.
I got you. That's
okay.
That's why I'm trying to understand, because the thing is you know, a lot of places now want you to test before you go back to work, right?
Right.
That's why he tests. But
yes, ma'am.
If he would have tested, like, you know, when he was exposed 10
mm-hmm.
days ago, well, then in 4 days he'd be unquarantined, I guess, is what, you know, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If
right.
He would have waited. So that doesn't really balance out for me, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I understand. Yeah.
Because now, if he would have tested 10 days ago, if he would have been positive, then he, you know, quarantined for 14 days, he would only have 10 more days to go. But now,
right,
he got a positive result, and
mm-hmm.
He's got 14 days to go. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
I mean, some people choose to wait, and some people don't, so... You know, I mean, it's a choice that they're making. I mean, if they can be off work for that extended period of time, I guess they're not really concerned about it. So.
Well, and I guess that's the bad thing is because, I don't know. Because like I said, the lady that was at my work, you know, she was only out for the 10 days, so
mm-hmm.
she could, you know, they, she didn't have to have a negative test to return, so she could still been infected is kind of what I'm understanding at this point.
Yeah, some places are requiring you to have a negative test to come back to work, and some places don't. They just ask you to be off the 14 days. And then if you're not presenting any symptoms, then you can return back to work. But even going back to work, you know, people still need to practice the social distancing guidelines. Make sure you're wearing your mask. Make sure you're sanitizing and constantly if you're having to come in contact with different things or different people. You know, make sure your area stays sanitized to the best of your ability. So just do whatever you possibly can to keep yourself safe.
Okay. If this stuff is so contagious, how can a husband and wife both be exposed to the same person, but one be positive and one be negative? I guess that's my other question.
Mm-hmm. That happens all the time. It just depends on some people's, everybody's immune system is not the same. Some people's immune systems are weak and they become susceptible to sicknesses very easily. And then some people's immune systems are very strong and they fight off sicknesses better. So you have different people with different body types and different immune systems. So just because I become in close proximity with you doesn't necessarily mean my test results are going to come back positive just because yours are. Because my system may be able to fight it off as to where yours cannot.
And the sad thing is she has medical condition, so her immune system isn't very good. She has to go to the doctor every 6 months to watch her, and
mm-hmm.
the husband doesn't. I mean, that's what...
Yeah. So, I mean, every case is not going to be the same. It's going to vary case by case, so...
Okay.
That's why it's just
Let
so
me
important.
Ask,
yes, ma'am.
If he's... Okay, so he... We'll go back to him, and maybe that's... Maybe this is... I guess maybe he did have a low immune system. He said that he's been fighting a cold for over a month, but would the cold bring a positive and not actually be COVID?
I mean, people catch common colds all the time. So every time somebody sneezes or cough doesn't necessarily mean they have COVID.
I understand that. But I guess what I'm asking, though, is what's the likelihood that he has a false positive? Because
I'm not a medical professional. I don't know.
You don't? Okay.
I'm not a medical professional.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you had any of those things, because I just, like I said, I'm very confused on some of this, and I was just trying to figure it out.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, and when people don't have symptoms and they come back positive, that just...
That's been going on a lot. A lot of people never got a fever. You know, some people never even had a cough or, you know, anything, but they tested positive and they felt just fine. So you just have to be careful.
Seems like it's just, okay. It's just a mess.
Yes, All right. Well, I hope this information has been helpful. If you need additional information, please visit adph.org or cdc.gov's websites. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day, ma'am, and a very happy new year.
Hey, thank you. You have a happy new year.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.